Good morning. How's everyone doing? Good, good. It's good to see you. Duncan, you want to do me a favor and hold my cup for me? Now, don't spill it. Well, it's empty anyway, but pretty soon it's going to be full of something. My young friends, what do I have in my hand here? You know what this is? It's salt. Yeah, it's salt. I have salt from the kitchen, and don't worry, ladies, I'll make sure that it gets back into the canister as soon as possible, and I'll get it back to the kitchen. But what I want to do is, Duncan, you want to stand up here? And you want to stand on my side right here so everyone can see you. Now, face the congregation. The kids will see it pretty soon. Now, hold your cup up and don't spill it, because I'm going to pour the salt in here. My friends, can you see this salt? You know what? One time in the world, salt was very, very valuable. As a matter of fact, salt was known as money. It was more valuable than gold. I could buy things with salt because salt was so valuable. And because it was so valuable, a person who had lots of salt was a very important person, just like Duncan. Duncan has a lot of salt. He's now a very important person. You're a rich man, Duncan, because you have salt. But nowadays, salt really means nothing at all, does it? What do we use salt for? Duncan, thank you very much. You can have a seat. Thank you. Great job, by the way. What do we use salt for? For food, to season our food. Anyone else? Do you know what salt's used for? Salt is actually a purifier. It's also a preservative. We use it to preserve something. Well, why is Jesus talking about salt today? We know salt is very valuable, but you know Jesus is talking about salt, and the salt that he's talking about, yes, is this, but he's also talking about the salt of the Word. He's talking about God's Word. For God's Word is more valuable than gold. God's Word is more valuable than, what's in here? Salt. God's word is more valuable than salt. God's word also preserves us. For when you hear God's word, what do you hear? What do you hear when you hear God's word? You hear what Jesus has done for you. And everyone looking at you, they hear the same thing. They hear what Jesus has done for them. And what did Jesus do for you and for them and for me and for Jonathan? He died on the cross to take away all of our sins. There's nothing more valuable than that. So the word, when we hear the word, it preserves our faith. It preserves us in the faith, the one true faith that you were given there at the font, there at the baptismal font when you were baptized. And that salt continues to preserve you all through your life, the salt of the word. As you hear the word of the Lord, you're hearing that your sins are forgiven and that you are his dear child. And as Jesus told his disciples, it would be better that a man who deceives all of you, who makes you sin, it would be better that he have a great millstone tied around his neck and he be thrown into the sea. Because a person who teaches you falsely, he's not teaching you the salt of God's word. He's actually teaching you the pepper. Pepper that makes you sneeze. Pepper that sometimes makes you feel bad. Some people are allergic to pepper. So you see the valuableness of salt, how salt is so important, and the salt that Jesus is talking about is his word. And that's why it's important for you to come to Sunday school, to hear his word. It's important for you at home, for mom and dad to read you God's word. And as you hear God's word, Jesus is pouring his salt on you, and you're being preserved. You're being made salty again. And as you are salty, you are then, as you get older, and even now, you can live your life by proclaiming the gospel. And you, as you get older, you too will spread the salt of Jesus. As you teach your children, and as you teach your grandchildren about God's word. So God is gracious and merciful and kind, and he sent his son to die for all of our sins. Jesus is that salt that preserves us and saves us. So with that, let us fold our hands and close our eyes, and we pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for sending us the salt of your word. And in sending your word to us, O Lord, as we hear your word, we are made salty again. We are preserved in the Christian church. We are preserved in your body. And in you, O Lord, preserving us, we know that you claim us as your dear child. Lord Jesus, thank you for all that you have done for me. And thank you, Lord Jesus, that all that you have done for my mom and for my dad and for my grandma and for my grandpa and for all those who love me. Lord Jesus, we thank you and we say, Amen. Amen.